I am so excited about today's challenge. This is the first weekly challenge, and I plan to give these each week. But this challenge is great because I know it's a huge key to success and happiness. If you can do this challenge beyond just this week and do it consistently, you will have a superpower that will make you happier and more successful. Listen to the rest of the episode to find out what it is. All right, so I've been running into this concept all week, and I can't get it out of my mind, and so I've decided to make a challenge out of it. And it's the kind of challenge, I'm challenging you to a skill that if you learn it, I really think it's going to give you superpowers. It will make you happier and more successful. And I'm only saying that because other happy and successful people say that this is their key. All right. And it's the ability not to judge other people. And we do it all the time. We do it instinctively. But let me share two new thoughts that I've been given from other wiser people about the damage of judging other people. Right. So the first thing is, when you judge someone else, it's addictive because you feel good in the moment. It's this brief spark where it's like, yeah, well, that person is so not fit, or that person's ugly, or that person's so bad at their job, I'm so much better than them. The moment you say that, right, it feels good because you feel superior. But what you've also done is you've created distance between them and you, right? Like, not only you feel superior, you feel better, there's distance now. And here's the thing, yeah, it feels good in the moment, but if you're judging all your coworkers, or you're judging your friends on their life choices and their work ethic, or what they own, or what job they have, or your family members, if you're judging everybody, well, now you're creating distance between you and everybody else that you're judging. And pretty soon, that leaves you isolated. It leaves you lonely. Like, the person you're hurting when you judge someone else harshly is yourself. And, you know, you need to make judgment calls sometimes. You know, you need to be able to say, well, that decision that person made was a bad decision, and I need to avoid it. Like, you need to learn from others' mistakes, but you have to be able to divorce that discernment from the negative feelings that you might have toward them because of that judgment, from the feeling of superiority, from the pride. Because all it does is isolate you from everybody in your life. And are you going to be happy going through life isolated and lonely like that? No. It's not only making you less happy, but it's destroying whatever network you could be building. And the second idea about judging people and why it's negative is brand new to me. I'm still trying to learn what it means. It's from Gary Vee, though, and someone told him that his superpower is that he doesn't judge himself, right? He doesn't have expectations of other people. Like, as long as he thinks someone intends good on him, maybe they don't come through, it just rolls off. He doesn't care. It's this superpower he has to just let nothing affect him, whether internal or external, and he can just keep going forward. And here's the part that I love and I don't completely understand yet, and it's that he says the reason he doesn't judge himself harshly and beat himself up and just is all mean on himself. The reason he doesn't judge himself is because, right, he doesn't judge other people. Because he takes responsibility for his own actions and for his own situation in life, you know? Because he does that, he's able to be successful, and he doesn't judge himself because he does that. Like I said, I don't think I fully get this idea, but it's this thing where if you want to be nicer to yourself, which is something I need, if you want to be able to say, oh, well, that was embarrassing, I screwed up, that was awful, and then just move on with your life and do better next time, it starts with giving the benefit of the doubt to other people. I don't know how that works. I don't know the mechanics of it. But people like Gary Vee consistently say this. You know, there's this idea in Christianity, too, that you only see someone else's sin when you've seen it in yourself first. If you can say, well, that person is being, you know, super proud, it's because you've seen pride in yourself first. We only recognize the faults in other people that we've learned to see in ourselves first. So if you want to be that kind of person that takes responsibility for your own life, that isn't always negative on other people, well, that isn't always negative on yourself. A great way to learn that is to stop being negative on other people. Train yourself to see to see people's intent, whether it's good or bad, and let that be that. Don't expect anything from anybody else. Take responsibility for the situation you find yourself in, and then you can work to better it. So here's the challenge. It's a difficult one, but I'm going to give it to in two simple parts. The first part of the challenge is, this week, don't say anything negative about a coworker or a family member, about anybody. Don't say anything negative about anybody to yourself or to other people. Like, don't say it with your vocal cords. You know, those thoughts are, if you're like me and you're kind of a negative person, just start with not saying it. Because you know what? You can control what you say. And once you control what you say, it will start to work backward and change your thoughts too. So just don't say anything negative about anybody. Maybe you have a coworker who's like lazy or just bad or just dumb. You know, don't think that. Stop saying that about them to other people. And here's the second part. And here's the positive side to it. Not only do I challenge you and myself and all of us not to say anything negative, but find somebody that you don't compliment ever, or maybe nobody compliments ever, and find something you can genuinely compliment them on. You know, like, it doesn't have to be a big thing. maybe they helped you out, or they took a little initiative, or maybe it's something super simple that they came to work looking put together when usually they don't. It doesn't have to be a big thing, but it has to be real. It has to be something that they actually did well so that you can give them a real compliment. Bonus points if it's somebody that nobody else compliments or that you've never given a compliment to. But look for something positive to say about somebody else and then say it either to them or to somebody else. It's okay to say a compliment about somebody else to a third party. I think there's a lot of social ramifications that are really good about doing that. I don't want you to do it for that. Let's just compliment somebody. Let's lift somebody else up to a coworker when that person's not there for our own sake. Because when we do that, when we say nice things about people who aren't present, we are training ourselves to build others up regardless of how it affects us. And that's huge for your own personal psyche, you know, for your own personal mentality. Just to go from looking for ways to feel superior to other people and go to looking for ways to make other people look superior to you. It's going to get rid of your entitlement mentality where you are owed something by everyone else in the world. No, instead you owe them. And when you owe them, you can see the value you can provide to them. I know instinctively that it's such a huge key to success, but I'm not, I can't look back and say that it is, but I've listened to so many people who are successful say that this is a huge key. So that's the challenge. That's the Monday challenge. It's not easy. It's not going to be easy. Don't say anything negative about any of your coworkers or acquaintances or friends or family. And in fact, find at least one thing, one honest, genuine thing, honest, genuine compliment you can make either to somebody or about somebody. Simple challenge, but it's a huge, huge change. I'd love to hear your story. I'd love for other people to hear your story. Please reach out at Confidence Crowd on Twitter, or you can also look it up with the, Just Getting Started, and just tweet what you did. Tweet your success or your failure, what you learned. I would love to hear a story, so would other people, so reach out. That's going to be the challenge for this week on the Challenge Podcast. Thanks for listening, you guys.